Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There are stories you hear in life that stay with you forever.
Funny enough, for every reporting that we have of a spirit being seen on the property, it's clear as you and I are looking at each other.
Crimes you hear on the news that you just can't get out of your head.
We would all love to bring him home. Whether that will happen, I don't know.
Things you read about that simply can't be explained.
My personal belief is that they weren't of this world, that they were definitely from somewhere else, because I had never seen anything like that at all.
My name is Smitta Mystery.
I'm Stephen Downey.
And I'm April Glover.
And we're the team behind the Investigates podcast, the show that lifts the veil on some of the world's biggest crimes and mysteries.
Each week, we'll be bringing you stories that have captured the world. And the beauty is that no episode will be the same, because every week, one of us will be sharing a different story with you.
So, Stephen, your episode's up first. What are we going to hear in this one and what can we expect?
Well, I've interviewed Lawrence Ryan, who owns Australia's most haunted house, Monte Cristo.
An interesting thing, and a lot of people don't realise, is Monte Cristo is actually built on a huge outlay of quartz crystal. Now, if you talk to anyone in the spirit world, as in mediums or psychics or anything like that, they'll tell you that quartz crystal is a huge magnification to the spirit world. So if you take an average spirit that you might hear of once or twice a year, you sit them in an area where you've got all this quartz crystal, it's magnifying it. So instead of hearing them once or twice a year, you hear them every day of the year.
Look, I'm a bit of a skeptic, but you'll have to listen for yourself to see whether this episode has changed my mind.
I know what you mean, Stephen. My episode is about a UFO incident.
It looked like a cup upside down on a saucer.
Actually, they say it's the largest UFO sighting in Australia. And at first, I wasn't sure what to think of it all. But hundreds of witnesses that were there on the day are convinced they saw flying saucers. And I interview Joy, who was there, was just a schoolgirl at the time, and she tells us about her first-hand experience of the day. Some people say it was a government conspiracy, others say it was a weather balloon, but I guess what makes it so intriguing is that it's still a mystery today, over 50 years later.
There are some things today that are still as clear as they were on that day, and I can never erase that.
I've been speaking to people like Joy about their real-life stories and experiences for over 10 years, and there's just something so interesting and gripping about listening to someone talk about their extraordinary real-life experience. April, I know you've also worked as a real-life journalist and spoken to a lot of people who have such amazing stories as well.
Yeah, that's right, Smitta, I have. I've spoken to some really fascinating people in my career, people with tragic stories and people with incredible stories. For me, I'm a huge true crime buff. I'm a bit of an armchair detective as well, and I've done a lot of work in this field. And my episode is about a baffling missing persons case. It's about a man called Tony Jones who disappeared in really bizarre circumstances. I talked to his brother Mark, and, well, it's still unsolved, but we hope this episode might change that.
I think one way or another, there has to be some sort of justice in this.
That's what Investigates is all about, investigating the unsolved, the cases that just have no answers. We hope you can come along with us for the ride.
Investigates, coming soon to a podcast app near you. Subscribe now.